We say we want the Spirit of God. We want the Holy Spirit to be with us and in us. But do we? Many times, I think, believers are afraid. Afraid for what a deep devotion to Jesus Christ might cost them. We were afraid, many of us, before we accepted Christ, wondering, how would it change us? How would we be altered? We came to Christ. We recognized that we wanted his love. We wanted forgiveness for sin. We wanted to follow him. We accepted Christ. We began a walk of discipleship. And we found that the joy that replaced the things that we began to exchange, our desires for God's desires, we found that that joy was more than enough. But as we grow, as we deepen our relationship, and we're challenged to know God more and to have a more intimate relationship with his Holy Spirit, are we sometimes afraid? What might that cost us? How will that alter us? 1 John chapter 4, verse 13 says, "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit." The Holy Spirit indwells the believer. We have God's Holy Spirit mingled with our spirit. And so now we have joined with that which is eternal, that which is true, that which is good. It's in us. But we still have to choose. We still have to make decisions to yield to God. God never makes us yield to him. He asks us to yield to him. He woos us. He encourages us to yield to him. And as we yield to God, we find that change becomes natural. And just like when we went from being a non-believer to a believer, the things that begin to change in us are replaced with a joy from God that is more pure and more satisfying than the joy or happiness we were deriving from the things around us. As we consider this verse, this is how that we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. Let us also consider how we might grow in spirit, how we might yield more, how we might allow God to deepen our devotion to him, to be more committed to discipleship with our Lord Jesus Christ. I would suggest to you that it begins with meditating on that very notion, God's Spirit lives in me. And pray, God, show me the Holy Spirit. Show me in truth. Remember, we were warned earlier about counterfeit spirits. But we want God to show us his true Holy Spirit. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that everyone listening to our broadcast today would find themselves yielded once again to your work in our lives. I ask for myself and for those that would join me that Jesus Christ would grow in us, that the Holy Spirit would increase our awareness of Jesus, increase our ability to be less of self and more of Christ in all that we do. Father, let your Spirit have our lives. We ask in Jesus' name. God has given us his Spirit. We need to yield to that Spirit if we are to grow in love and grow in our ability to serve Christ. Have a great Sunday.